Lenny and Rico show. We're asking the hard-hitting questions. Get in the Lions in the 3 o'clock hour. But which team are you on? Who do you subscribe to? Are you Team Rico, which is a guy that can just go out in recreational events, have fun? Doesn't care if they win or lose, just enjoy themselves, spend some time with their colleagues and buddies. Or are you like me, looking to eviscerate everybody? Kill, maim, destroy, and beat everybody. Because tomorrow's the big station golf outing that I always get my ass kicked in. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. If you want to chime on in. The other thing too, real quick, Rico, is we all know somebody that is super competitive at something stupid. Like, you know me. I guess I'm super competitive at golf, which is stupid. It is probably stupid. What is the one thing that you can't believe somebody is so damn competitive at?
That's a good question.
All I know is you do have an ally here at the station.
I do.
David?
Let it play out.
John Jansen.
That's right.
Chimes in.
He texts us.
If you're keeping score, you play to win. Winning? Winning. That's what's fun.
That's a Michigan man right there. There you go. I like that. See, me and that dude played in the NFL. He gets it. When John goes out fishing, it's about the biggest fish. It's not just about a fish.
Okay.
I think.
But at least he catches big fish. You don't win at golf.
I might, though.
That's just it.
I might.
Like, if you actually went out and won, I could understand why you're so competitive, but it's just like, rigor, face, you stink.
I'm just curious. If I win, like with handicap, if I take home the money, if I have the best score with handicap, I take everybody else down. I win the $100 or whatever it is.
So you do all this for $100.
You got to retract it.
You do all of this for, you spend $1,000 just to win $100.
No, you can win.
Well, Rieger,
it's
no.
About pride. It's about pride.
Rieger, but you can win up to $100. I don't even know if I'm supposed, David, this fool is out like practicing driving and doing all of this stuff.
Going to hit the golf range after today.
You know
after
what,
the show.
You know what Doug's riding his bike.
Yeah.
With his helmet on.
And I'm going to beat Doug.
He's going up to the kale shop.
Yeah.
That's what Doug's doing.
I don't believe Doug.
And Doug's still going to beat you.
Yeah, but hold on. No, he won't. He better. If Doug beats me, I've been told Doug's not very good. If he beats me, I'm retiring.
Okay, I'm going to say this. I'm Team Rieger.
Thank you.
If you're going to play, you need to play to win. But the problem with this is that you do suck.
Right.
That's the problem. You do want to play to win, but you never win.
So guys, I'm in next week with you guys. I'm coming in Monday, and you're all going to kiss my feet. All right?
Right.
It's that's like, what you're going to bow down to me. That's what you're going to do.
Right. It's like, you know, if you're bowling guy, at least occasionally you win tournaments. You do well. If you're a softball guy, you got a bunch of fake plastic trophies sitting near your house that really mean something only to you, but to nobody right. else. If you're a basketball guy, you know what? At least you're a legend of that court. But you,
Rico,
suck.
I just want to experience it. That's it. I just want to experiencing somebody saying to me, hey, nice job. Great job.
248-539.
Maybe I wasn't hugged enough as a kid. What do you want? You
I
want
don't
the
think
text
you
or you want the calls?
248-539-9797. A couple texts and then we'll go to the phone line.
I'm definitely Team Rieger. Why bother playing if you're not playing to win?
There you go.
I don't care who it's against. Billy, a streaming at work. I'm on Team Rico. I just want to know where the beer is and catch a tan. That's Max in Bath, Michigan.
And you know what, Max?
Bath, Michigan. Where's Bath?
It's near, I think it's near Lansing.
Is it near the shower?
You don't want to get hurt. That's the other thing.
You're not going to get hurt at
all. You just don't want to get hurt. You just want to go out there, have fun, not pop an Achilles or tear ACL. That's it. Or have, you know, overzealous guy knock you down to try to get that last point.
Team Rieger, losers play for fun. If you don't care if you win, you're called Detroit sports teams. That's Hunter and Clarkson.
Okay. I'm playing with the Pistons out there in the outing tomorrow.
So seriously, when you're out there with just having fun, supposedly it's that competitive that you just have to do this. Like, we're not getting paid for this.
Yeah, if I'm out there playing pickup ball or I'm even playing flag football with a group at my church picnic, we'll play flag football. Yeah, I have to win. You're on my team. If you don't do something right.
So, David, in your backyard, you're Dikembe Mutombo when you're playing your son.
Oh, for sure.
There you go.
You just throw, no.
How else would they get better if I'm taking it easy on them?
No, David is 100% correct. No, Rico. I went to a Memorial Day.
David is spiking the ball.
The 3-year-old.
Right.
Get out of here.
No. You don't come with that weak mess.
How else do they
play
learn?
Play like your mama.
I went to a Memorial Day gathering a couple weeks ago, whenever Memorial Day was. I played 2-on-2 football against a couple 15-year-olds and a 17-year-old that were on the actual high school team. And me and my buddy beat them. It never felt so good. It was fantastic. I never knew how badly I wanted to win until we won.
Can I get an amen?
That's right. We won. I hurt my toe. I screwed up my knee, but we got the dub. It's all that matters.
Okay. I'm glad that works.
I'm worried about your competitive fire.
What do you mean?
I feel you lost it.
Rieger, when it's something that means something or there's money on the line, yes, I can be competitive. If there is no money on the line and we're just having fun, I just don't want to get hurt. That's it. I leave that for people like you, and I sit there and laugh at you because when you win, this is what you sound like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's going to be the whole entire car ride home if I win. And it's a long car ride. All right, let's go to Rico. From one Rico to another, you're on the ticket. What's going on, Rico?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Hey, man.
I definitely think I'm Rico's anti-side because I'm a big Michigan fan and whatnot. But I'm with Rieger. I play a lot of golf with my buddies, and even if there's not any money on the line, it's always for bragging rights. It's always for bragging rights. So I'm with Rieger.
That's right.
Okay, but Rico, are you at least good at golf, and do you win?
I'm a decent golfer, I would say. I wouldn't say I'm a low handicap. I'm about probably around a 14 handicap around that. I shoot in the 80s pretty good.
Ooh. Well, I'm just saying. See,
I would kill a man to shoot in the 80s.
Here's the thing. Rieger doesn't win, but he's super competitive, and he comes in and tells us about all the time he practices, and we never see results.
Rico, I am capable. Rico on the phone. I'm capable of shooting in the 80s. The problem is it just never comes out in this specific scenario. This damn out.
No, it's in you, Rieger. It's in there. It's going to come out at some point. You just keep working at it, and you just make the other Rico eat his words.
That's right. Thank you, Rico. It's a good call. I'm hard.
All right.
Let's go to Alex. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Alex?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey man.
I'm with Rieger on this one. It's about having fun, but how do you spell fun, guys? W-I-N, baby.
There you go. You're right. Nobody has fun losing. That's the thing. If you go out there and you're like, oh, I'm just going to have fun, but you play like utter trash, that's not fun. The human spirit does not allow you to enjoy that.
But what do you win, guys? If it's no money on the line. No.
Yes.
If there's no money on the line, you're not winning anything. So therefore, I'm not giving you maximum effort.
Rico, it's the human spirit. You want to do good at everything you do, especially when you're going against colleagues and friends.
Maybe I'm just a little more secure. I don't need the fake W's.
Listen, Alex, Rico, I don't need to be called a good guy. I don't even care if people respect me. But if somebody called me a good stick, like, hey, Rico, that guy's got a good stick. That would be the greatest compliment in my life. That's all I've ever wanted. I want people to talk about me in terms of, see that guy over there? He's a good stick right there. He's a good stick. That's all I want.
I have a big one. I've been told that before. I have a big one.
No, you've been told you have a big stick. Yeah. I just want to be a good stick. That's right. Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, no problem.
248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. If you would like to chime on in, whose side are you on? You on Team Rico, which is I go out, I have fun, guys. I just have fun. Or are you like me? Eviscerate everybody. Now, I'm not saying I will. I'll probably lose.
Don't. That's the problem.
Here's the thing about you that I admire and I wish I could emulate. In this situation, you'd be driving home. It's a long drive, right? You'd be driving home happy. You know, you will have eaten, you drank, you had a good time, you had some good conversation. Yeah.
How'd it go? It was fun. Yeah. We hung out with the guys, we did whatever, we talked about this, we talked about that. And it is out of my mind, and I'm not referring back to this. You are still holding on to stuff from years ago.
It's going
to
be an agonizing drive home. If I don't perform well, and it's all pressure I put on myself, but if I don't perform well, it's going to be an awful drive home. Awful.
Okay.
So I've had about 10 of those. 10 years running. All right, 248-539-9797. What team are you on, Rico or Rieger?
And is there something that you're just super competitive about That really makes no sense whatsoever.
But it feels
good.
But
it only means something to you.
Yeah, but it feels good. 97 on the ticket. All righty. The Valeni and Rico Show. We're asking the hard-hitting questions. Get in the Lions in the 3 o'clock hour. But which team are you on? Who do you subscribe to? Are you Team Rico, which is a guy that can just go out and recreational events, have fun? Doesn't care if they win or lose, just enjoy themselves, spend some time with their colleagues and buddies. Or are you like me, looking to eviscerate everybody? Kill, maim, destroy, and beat everybody. Because tomorrow's the big station golf outing that I always get my ass kicked in. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. If you want to chime on in. The other thing too, real quick, Rico, is we all know somebody that is super competitive at something stupid. Like, you know me. I guess I'm super competitive at golf, which is stupid. It is probably stupid. What is the one thing that you can't believe somebody is so damn competitive at?
That's a good question.
All I know is you do have an ally here at the station.
I do.
David?
Let it play out.
John Jansen.
That's right.
Chimes in.
He texts us.
If you're keeping score, you play to win. Winning? Winning. That's what's fun.
That's a Michigan man right there. There you go. I like that. See, me and that dude played in the NFL. He gets it. When John goes out fishing, it's about the biggest fish. It's not just about a fish.
Okay.
I think.
But at least he catches big fish. You don't win at golf.
I might, though.
That's just it.
I might.
Like, if you actually went out and won, I could understand why you're so competitive, but it's just like, rigor, face, you stink.
I'm just curious. If I win, like with handicap, if I take home the money, if I have the best score with handicap, I take everybody else down. I win the $100 or whatever it is.
So you do all this for $100.
You got to retract it.
You do all of this for, you spend $1,000 just to win $100.
No, you can win.
Well, Rieger,
It's about pride. It's about pride.
Rieger, but you can win up to $100. I don't even know if I'm supposed, David, this fool is out like practicing driving and doing all of this stuff.
Going to hit the golf range after today.
You know
after
what,
the show.
You know what Doug's, riding his bike.
Yeah.
With his helmet on.
And I'm going to beat Doug.
He's going up to the kale shop.
Yeah.
That's what Doug's doing.
I don't believe Doug.
And Doug's still going to beat you.
Yeah, but hold on. No, he won't. He better. If Doug beats me, I've been told Doug's not very good. If he beats me, I'm retiring.
Okay, I'm going to say this. I'm Team Rieger.
Thank you.
If you're going to play, you need to play to win. But the problem with this is that you do suck.
Right.
That's the problem. You do want to play to win, but you never win.
So guys, I'm in next week with you guys. I'm coming in Monday, and you're all going to kiss my feet. All right?
Right.
It's That's like, what you're going to bow down to me. That's what you're going to do.
Right. It's like, you know, if you're bowling guy, at least occasionally you win tournaments. You do well. If you're a softball guy, you got a bunch of fake plastic trophies sitting in your house that really mean something only to you, but to nobody right. else. If you're a basketball guy, you know what? At least you're a legend of that court. But you,
Rico,
suck.
I just want to experience it. That's it. I just want to experiencing somebody saying to me, hey, nice job. Great job.
248-539.
Maybe I wasn't hugged enough as a kid. What do you want? You
I
want
don't
the
think
text
you
or you want the calls?
248-539-9797. A couple texts and then we'll go to the phone line.
I'm definitely Team Rieger. Why bother playing if you're not playing to win?
There you go.
I don't care who it's against. Billy, a streaming at work. I'm on Team Rico. I just want to know where the beer is and catch a tan. That's Max in Bath, Michigan.
And you know what, Max?
Bath, Michigan. Where's Bath?
It's near, I think it's near Lansing.
Is it near the shower?
You don't want to get hurt. That's the other thing.
You're not going to get hurt
You
golf.
Just don't want to get hurt. You just want to go out there, have fun, not pop an Achilles or tear ACL. That's it. Or have, you know, overzealous guy knock you down to try to get that last point.
Team Rieger, losers play for fun. If you don't care if you win, you're called Detroit sports teams. That's Hunter and Clarkson.
Okay. I'm playing with the Pistons out there in the outing tomorrow.
So seriously, when you're out there with just having fun, supposedly it's that competitive that you just have to do this. Like, we're not getting paid for this.
Yeah, if I'm out there playing pickup ball or I'm even playing flag football with a group at my church picnic, we'll play flag football. Yeah, I have to win. So you're on my team. So, if you don't do something right.
So, David, in your backyard, you're Dikembe Mutombo when you're playing your son.
Oh, for sure.
There you go.
You just throw, no.
How else would they get better if I'm taking it easy on them?
No, David is 100% correct. No, Rico, I went to a Memorial Day.
David is spiking the ball.
The three-year-old.
Right.
Get out of here.
No. You don't come with that weak mess.
How else do they
play
learn?
Play like your mama.
I went to a Memorial Day gathering. Like a couple weeks there, whenever Memorial Day was, I played 2-on-2 football against a couple 15-year-olds and a 17-year-old that were on the actual high school team. And me and my buddy beat them. It never felt so good. It was fantastic. I never knew how badly I wanted to win until we won.
Can I get an amen?
That's right. We won. I hurt my toe. I screwed up my knee, but we got the dub. It's all that matters.
Okay. I'm glad that works.
I'm worried about your competitive fire.
What do you mean?
I feel you lost it.
Rieger, when it's something that means something or there's money on the line, yes, I can be competitive. If there is no money on the line and we're just having fun, I just don't want to get hurt. That's it. I leave that for people like you, and I sit there and laugh at you because when you win, this is what you sound like.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be the whole entire car ride home if I win. And it's a long car ride. All right, let's go to Rico. From one Rico to another, you're on the ticket. What's going on, Rico?
Hey guys, good afternoon.
Hey man,
I definitely think I'm Rico's like anti side because I'm a big Michigan fan and whatnot. But I'm with Rieger. I play a lot of golf with my buddies, and even if there's not any money on the line, it's always for bragging rights. It's always for bragging rights. So I'm with Rieger.
That's right.
Okay, but Rico, are you at least good at golf, and do you win?
I'm a decent golfer, I would say. I wouldn't say I'm a low handicap. I'm about like a, probably around like a 14 handicap around that. Shooting the 80 is pretty good.
Ooh. Well, I'm just saying. See,
I would kill a man to shoot in the 80s.
Here's the thing. Rieger doesn't win, but he's super competitive, and he comes in and tells us about all the time he practices, and we never see results.
Rico, I am capable. Rico on the phone. I'm capable of shooting in the 80s. The problem is, it just never comes out in this specific scenario. This damn outing.
It's in you, Rieger. It's in there. It's going to come out at some point. You just keep working at it, and you just make the other Rico eat his words.
That's right. Thank you, Rico. It's a good call. I'm hard.
All right.
Let's go to Alex. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Alex?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey man.
I'm with Rieger on this one. It's about having fun, but how do you spell fun, guys? W-I-N, baby.
There you go. You're right. Nobody has fun losing. That's the thing. If you go out there and you're like, oh, I'm just going to have fun, but you play like utter trash, that's not fun. The human spirit does not allow you to enjoy that.
But what do you win, guys? If it's no money on the line. No.
Yes.
If there's no money on the line, you're not winning anything. So therefore, I'm not giving you maximum effort.
Rico, it's the human spirit. You want to do good at everything you do, especially when you're going against colleagues and friends.
Maybe I'm just a little more secure. I don't need the fake W's.
Listen, Alex, Rico, I don't need to be called a good guy. I don't even care if people respect me. But if somebody called me a good stick, like, hey, Rico, that guy's got a good stick. That would be the greatest compliment in my life. That's all I've ever wanted. I want people to talk about me in terms of, see that guy over there? He's a good stick right there. He's a good stick. That's all I want.
I have a big one. I've been told that before. I have a big one.
No, you've been told you have a big stick. Yeah. I just want to be a good stick. That's right. Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, no problem.
248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. If you would like to chime on in, whose side are you on? You on Team Rico, which is I go out, I have fun, guys. I just have fun. Or are you like me? Eviscerate everybody. Now, I'm not saying I will. I'll probably lose.
Don't. That's the problem.
Here's the thing about you that I admire and I wish I could emulate. In this situation, you'd be driving home. It's a long drive, right? You'd be driving home happy. You know, you will have eaten, you drank, you had a good time. You had some good conversation. Yeah.
How'd it go? It was fun. Yeah. We hung out with the guys. We did whatever. We talked about this. We talked about that. And it is out of my mind. And I'm not referring back to this. You are still holding on to stuff from years ago.
It's going
to
be an agonizing drive home if I don't perform well. And it's all pressure I put on myself. But if I don't perform well, it's going to be an awful drive home. Awful.
Okay.
So I've had about 10 of those. 10 years running. All right, 248-539-9797. What team are you on, Rico or Rieger?
And is there something that you're just super competitive about? That really makes no sense whatsoever.
But it feels
good. Only means something to you.
Yeah, but it feels good. 97 on the ticket. All righty. The Valeni and Rico Show. We're asking the hard-hitting questions. Get in the Lions in the 3 o'clock hour. But which team are you on? Who do you subscribe to? Are you Team Rico, which is a guy that can just go out in recreational events, have fun? Doesn't care if they win or lose, just enjoy themselves, spend some time with their colleagues and buddies. Or are you like me, looking to eviscerate everybody? Kill, maim, destroy, and beat everybody. Because tomorrow's the big station golf outing that I always get my ass kicked in. 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number. If you want to chime on in. The other thing too, real quick, Rico, is we all know somebody that is super competitive at something stupid. Like, you know me, I guess I'm super competitive at golf, which is stupid. It is probably stupid. What is the one thing that you can't believe somebody is so damn competitive at?
That's a good question.
All I know is you do have an ally here at the station.
I do.
David?
Let it play out.
John Jansen.
That's right.
Chimes in.
He texts us.
If you're keeping score, you play to win. Winning? Winning. That's what's fun.
That's a Michigan man right there. There you go. I like that. See, me and that dude played in the NFL. He gets it. When John goes out fishing, it's about the biggest fish. It's not just about a fish.
Okay.
I think.
But at least he catches big fish. You don't win at golf.
I might, though.
That's just it.
I might.
Like, if you actually went out and won, I could understand why you're so competitive, but it's just like, Rieger, face five, you stink.
I'm just curious. If I win, like with handicap, if I take home the money, if I have the best score with handicap, I take everybody else down. I win the $100 or whatever it is.
So you do all this for $100.
You got to retract it.
You do all of this for, you spend $1,000 just to win $100.
No, you can win.
Well, Rieger,
it's about pride. It's about pride.
Rieger, but you can win up to $100. I don't even know if I'm supposed, David, this fool is out like practicing driving and doing all of this stuff.
I'm going to hit the golf range after today.
You know
after
what,
the show.
You know what Doug's doing? Doug's riding his bike with his helmet
and
on.
And I'm going to beat Doug.
He's going up to the kale shop.
Yeah.
That's what Doug's doing.
I don't believe Doug.
And Doug's still going to beat you.
Yeah, but hold on. No, he won't. He better. If Doug beats me, I've been told Doug's not very good. If he beats me, I'm retiring.
Okay, I'm going to say this. I'm Team Rieger.
Thank you.
If you're going to play, you need to play to win. But the problem with this is that you do suck.
Right.
That's the problem. You do want to play to win, but you never win.
So, guys, I'm in next week with you guys. I'm coming in Monday, and you're all going to kiss my feet. All right?
Right.
It's that's like, what you're going to bow down to me. That's what you're going to do.
Right. It's like, you know, if you're bowling guy, at least occasionally you win tournaments. You do well. If you're a softball guy, you got a bunch of fake plastic trophies sitting in your house that really mean something only to you, but to nobody else. If you're a basketball guy, you know what? At least you're a legend of that court. But you,
Rico,
you suck.
I just want to experience it. That's it. I just want to experiencing somebody saying to me, hey, nice job. Great job.
248-539.
Maybe I wasn't hugged enough as a kid. What do you want? You want the text or you want the calls?
248-539-9797. A couple texts and then we'll go to the phone line.
I'm definitely Team Rieger. Why bother playing if you're not playing to win?
There you go.
I don't care who it's against. Billy, a streaming at work. I'm on Team Rico. I just want to know where the beer is and catch a tan. That's Max in Bath, Michigan.
And you know what, Max?
Bath, Michigan. Where's Bath?
It's near, I think it's near Lansing.
Is it near the shower?
You don't want to get hurt. That's the other thing.
You're not going to get hurt
at all. You just don't want to get hurt. You just want to go out there, have fun, not pop an Achilles or tear ACL. That's it. Or have, you know, overzealous guy knock you down to try to get that last point.
Team Rieger, losers play for fun. If you don't care if you win, you're called Detroit sports teams. That's Hunter and Clarkson.
Okay. I'm playing with the Pistons out there in the outing tomorrow.
So seriously, when you're out there with just having fun, supposedly it's that competitive that you just have to do this. Like, we're not getting paid for this.
Yeah, if I'm out there playing pickup ball, or I'm even playing flag football with a group at my church picnic, we'll play flag football. Yeah, I have to win. If you're on my team, if you don't do something right.
So, David, in your backyard, you're Dikembe Mutombo when you're playing your son.
Oh, for sure.
There you go.
You just throw, no.
How else would they get better if I'm taking it easy on them?
No, David is 100% correct. No, Rico, I went to a Memorial Day.
David is spiking the ball.
The three-year-old.
Right.
Get out of here.
No. You don't come with that weak mess.
How else do they
play
learn?
Play like your mama.
I went to a Memorial Day gathering. Like a couple weeks there, whenever Memorial Day was, I played 2-on-2 football against a couple 15-year-olds and a 17-year-old that were on the actual high school team. And me and my buddy beat them. It never felt so good. It was fantastic. I never knew how badly I wanted to win until we won.
Can I get an amen?
That's right. We won. I hurt my toe. I screwed up my knee, but we got the dub. It's all that matters.
Okay. I'm glad that works.
I'm worried about your competitive fire.
What do you
mean? I feel you lost it.
Rieger, when it's something that means something or there's money on the line, yes, I can be competitive. If there is no money on the line and we're just having fun, I just don't want to get hurt. That's it. I leave that for people like you, and I sit there and laugh at you because when you win, this is what you sound like.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be the whole entire car ride home if I win. And it's a long car ride. All right, let's go to Rico. From one Rico to another, you're on the ticket. What's going on, Rico?
Hey guys, good afternoon.
Hey man.
I definitely think I'm Rico's anti side because I'm a big Michigan fan and whatnot. But I'm with Rieger. I play a lot of golf with my buddies, and even if there's not any money on the line, it's always for bragging rights. It's always for bragging rights. So I'm with Rieger.
That's right.
Okay, but Rico, are you at least good at golf, and do you win?
I'm a decent golfer, I would say. I wouldn't say I'm a low handicap. I'm about probably around a 14 handicap around that. I shoot in the 80s pretty good.
Ooh.
Well, I'm just saying. See,
I would kill a man to shoot in the 80s.
Here's the thing. Rieger doesn't win, but he's super competitive, and he comes in and tells us about all the time he practices, and we never see results.
Well, Rico, I am capable. Rico on the phone. I'm capable of shooting in the 80s. The problem is, it just never comes out in this specific scenario. This damn outing.
It's in you, Rieger. It's in there. It's going to come out at some point. You just keep working at it, and you just make the other Rico eat his words.
That's right. Thank you, Rico. It's a good call. I'm hard.
All right.
Let's go to Alex. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Alex?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey man.
I'm with Rieger on this one. It's about having fun, but how do you spell fun, guys? W-I-N, baby.
There you go. You're right. Nobody has fun losing. That's the thing. If you go out there and you're like, oh, I'm just going to have fun, but you play like utter trash, that's not fun. The human spirit does not allow you to enjoy that.
But what do you win, guys? If it's no money on the line. No.
Yes.
If there's no money on the line, you're not winning anything. So therefore, I'm not giving you maximum effort.
Rico, it's the human spirit. You want to do good at everything you do, especially when you're going against colleagues and friends.
Maybe I'm just a little more secure. I don't need the fake W's.
Listen, Alex, Rico, I don't need to be called a good guy. I don't even care if people respect me. But if somebody called me a good stick, like, hey, Rico, that guy's got a good stick. That would be the greatest compliment in my life. That's all I've ever wanted. I want people to talk about me in terms of, see that guy over there? He's a good stick right there. He's a good stick. That's all I want.
A big one. I've been told that before. I have a big one.
No, you've been told you have a big stick. Yeah. I just want to be a good stick. That's right. Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, no problem.
248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. If you would like to chime on in, whose side are you on? You on Team Rico, which is I go out, I have fun, guys. I just have fun. Or are you like me? Eviscerate everybody. Now, I'm not saying I will. I'll probably
but you
lose.
Don't. That's the problem.
Here's the thing about you that I admire and I wish I could emulate. In this situation, you'd be driving home. It's a long drive, right? You'd be driving home happy. You know, you will have eaten, You drank. You had a good time. You had some good conversations. Yeah.
How'd it go? It was fun. Yeah. We hung out with the guys. We did whatever. We talked about this. We talked about that. And it is out of my mind, and I'm not referring back to this. You are still holding on to stuff from years ago.
It's going
to
be an agonizing drive home. If I don't perform well, and it's all pressure I put on myself, but if I don't perform well, it's going to be an awful drive home. Awful.
Okay.
So I've had about 10 of those. 10 years running. All right, 248-539-9797. What team are you on, Rico or Rieger?
And is there something that you're just super competitive about that really makes no sense whatsoever?
But it feels good.
Only means something to you.
Yeah, but it feels good. 97 on the ticket.